First thing on quick hits is Biden is threatening to close the border if Congress doesn't act the way that he wants them to act. Check it out.
As the influx of migrants continues at the southern border, Washington hoping a deal to stem the tide could be close.
If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly.
President Biden and lawmakers working on a bipartisan deal to expand the president's authority at the border. Lawmakers hopeful it can pass.
We do have a bipartisan deal. We're finishing the text right now.
This despite former President Trump opposing the deal.
I'd rather have no bill than a bad bill. A bad bill you can't have.
Mr. Trump condemning the deal in a flurry of Truth Social posts over the weekend, claiming without evidence there will be major terror attacks if migrants continue to come in. Other Republicans pushing back.
So essentially, what it looks like is happening right now is that Biden is battling with Congress, other legislative branches, and they all basically leveraging this migrant crisis and open borders in order to get what they want in whatever part of the deal. As far as I know and as far as what it is that I've been studying, what's happening in Wall Street Gaming and everybody that's in the chat, shout out to everybody that just joined. What's basically happening is the president wants unprecedented monies to continue to flow through Ukraine, Taiwan for the semiconductor chip war or the chip war that they're having over with China, and Israel, right? And then some other things that he wants money for. Republicans, Congress at large are basically battling because they want more money and they want allocation in order to close off our borders. In the meantime, the American people are the ones that are suffering for whatever it is that they're arguing back and forth and even the deals that they got going on behind closed doors. My biggest problem is that I don't necessarily have a problem with Biden saying, hey, y'all not going to get what y'all want if I don't want it. But the problem with that is that there's some things that's fundamental and that you just supposed to do your job regardless, right? There shouldn't be any kind of leveraging the crisis at the border in order to get what you want inside of your legislative victories to make sure that you have your legacy cemented, right? The border is a that goes without any kind of dedication to either side. Making sure that you protect the border is not supposed to be a Republican or a Democrat issue. Protecting American soil and making sure that you do the best thing in the interest of the people that's here is not supposed to be across party lines. That's something that's just supposed to be normal. You're just supposed to protect it. You know what I'm saying? Like, when did every single thing inside of our legislative branches become divided across party lines? You telling me we don't have nothing that we all agree on? We don't even agree on the idea that you're supposed to put America first or Americans first? We don't agree with making sure that we secure our borders and that our cities is not overrun. I got a story today, and I'm going to break down Denver, because that's the whole theme of this show, a little later in the show, where Denver only has a little over 700,000 people, but they've already gotten over 40,000 migrants. Denver only has 700 and something thousand people, but they've already have over 40,000 migrants in county. So, yeah, he's threatening to basically close down the border and fix the border if he gets his way. But I think that that's disrespectful to the American people. Also, this week, the Apple Vision Pro is shipping this week. There are reports that the first initial report that I got was that Apple was only going to allocate 80,000, between 80 and 120,000 units available for sale in its first run. But now there's reports that's coming out that's saying that Apple has sold anywhere from 160,000 to 180,000 Vision Pro units during its first pre-order weekend. And that number has exceeded easily over a quarter of a million of them. They start off at $3,500. It's Apple's mixed reality Vision Pro headset. And it flew off the pre-order shelves over open a weekend. It sold out of its existing stock, according to reports published on Medium. And based off of inventory shipping times, they estimate that Apple sold anywhere between 160 and 180,000 units. I ordered it. They actually are supposed to be opening for delivery, and they're supposed to hit shelves to where you can possibly test them inside of the Apple stores on the 2nd of February. Mine's are supposed to be getting delivered on the 2nd of February, so I ordered it the first day that it came out. My set cost $4,600. And that's partially because I got a whole bunch of stuff to go along with it. I upgraded to the 1 terabyte one, the biggest one that you can get. I also ordered the case for it. I ordered the prescription glasses for it. So I will keep you guys informed on what's going on with that. But yep, I did order mine, and I should have mine on this Friday. And I'll review it for you. I'll even reveal it on the Millionaire Morning Show. I know a lot of people are going to be talking about it and stuff like that, but I want to leverage it and figure out how it is that I can even put it in the hands of some of the developers that I have to see what they can do with it and see what use cases we can use it for, and also explore it, because I think that a lot of people are always going to say what they're not going to do. But guess what? A lot of people said that they wasn't going to have smartphones. And a lot of people said that they wasn't going to have Apple Watches. And a lot of people said that they wasn't going to do a lot of things. But guess what? They all eventually adapt to it. And so change, you have to be at the forefront of change and determining what change looks like, instead of being at the back end and having people tell you what it is that you are going to do in order for you to evolve or even be able to keep the jobs that you have. So, yep, the Vision Pro is shipping this week. I'll have mine on Friday, and we'll see how that goes. And then last but not least on Quick Hits, Microsoft lays off over 1,900 people from its gaming division. Take a look, y'all.
Microsoft cutting almost 2,000 jobs at Activision Blizzard and Xbox as the tech landscape resets. What is the story now for startups? That's the focus of today's Tech Check with our Deirdre Bosa. Morning, Dee.
Hey, good morning, Carl. It has just been a brutal year so far for tech workers. And behind the scenes at these private startups, it is even worse. Former Silicon Valley darlings like Brex recently cut a fifth of its workforce, Discord 17% of its. I sat down this morning with VC and founder Jack Abraham of Atomic, who thinks that 2024 will be the year of the mass extinction event for startups as cash dries up. Have a listen.
If you look at the data at the end of last year, so December timeframe, two-thirds of all of the startup companies had less than a year of runway left in the bank. That's really concerning. So during boom times, companies tend to raise debt. It's very easy to raise. Companies are now tapping into that debt. A lot of them are actually out of their equity capital. And all of a sudden, those debtors can come up and they can say, hey, we need to be paid back. And companies can get caught in a really tough spot. So this year, we're certainly going to see some sort of a mass extinction event as companies run out of capital. Sometimes that will involve wind down. Sometimes that will almost put companies on what venture capitalists like to refer to as a zombie path, a zombie company, which is slim it down, don't take sort of the press hit from it.
So one of the reasons why Apple is cutting out 1,900 jobs is because they call it synergies. All right. And this is why I think it's also good that we push Stock Club over to Tuesday evening, because we're going to get all of the earnings reports from Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, all of the big tech companies. It's earnings season that's coming in, and then we can adjust our portfolios accordingly. Right. And then I got some dark horses, and I also want to get into the hospitality industry and stuff like that inside of Stock Club. So that should be fun for all of the Patreon members that's in the description. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. But they call it synergies. And synergies, Microsoft recently acquired Activision Blizzard, which is a gaming company. And what synergies is their ability to be able to slim down and do more with less. So let's say, for example, they have two HR departments, one for Activision Blizzard and then another one for Microsoft, right? You don't need redundancies. You don't need everybody doing the same thing over and over again when you've already established protocols or you already have methods by which everybody can then tap in and do something, right? You don't need 100 trainers to all teach you the same thing that they have on SharePoint, right? Shout out to all of my SharePoint developers and users. SharePoint or you know, they have a portal to do the training that they need to do in order to make sure that they meet certain regulations for them to exist in certain environments, right? You don't need that because they've already developed it on Microsoft. They can get rid of it on Activision side, and then they can just merge what they need in order to make sure that they become even more efficient or bigger or more dominant in that space, right? So on top of that, you're also right after holiday season. So I think in the spring is around the time that they start to ramp up, where they start to figure out where they need to fill certain holes. It'll be a lot of things that's in cybersecurity. It'll be a lot of developers. They didn't name which specific divisions that they cut out or who they laid off specifically. But the gaming division is where all of the cuts are, not in software developers, not in all of this other type of stuff. A lot of it was jobs that you didn't really need, I guess, and they had to get rid of it. So just be careful. Even if you're making money in certain industries and certain environments, it's not enough, in my opinion, to just have a, 6 months emergency fund saved up. And then when that run out, you got to start building that up, and it take you another 2 years to get a 6 months emergency savings build up and stuff. Listen, I get it. That's for people that's just getting into the game. I'm talking about people that are thrive. You want to have multiple streams of income. You want to make sure that, see, and this is the stuff that they're not talking about. They still living off of, and respect the Dave Ramsey, I love him, but they're still living off of the idea that you can have one job, work 40 hours, maybe your wife is working part-time, she's a secretary at the church, and you want to have 6 months of emergency savings and $1,000 just in case. No, that's out, fam. That's out. We're not dependent on one thing or one job or one anything in order to make sure we straight. We're going to lower our lifestyle. We're not going to continue to build. We're not going into debt. We're not using credit cards. We're not going to have a 6 months emergency savings. We're going to have a portfolio that generates revenue, and we're not going to have to depend on the entirety of our salary in order to continue to run it up, right? So I got a different investing philosophy. I got a different mindset, but, you know, that's just me in particular, but.